Since you're a rookie at Indianapolis this year, how does the time trials compare to other time trials in the road racing circuit?
Whole new deal. And much more exciting here, too. You know, for one thing, an enormous crowd shows up, so you're really competing for something, you know. And for another, most all of the road races I'm in, there's no question of starting the race. You know, I mean, we're in if we show up. So the fact that, you know, we could easily not race here. In fact, the way I stand now, I probably won't. Adds a tremendous aura of excitement to the time trials. I think it's a tremendous way to do it. There are a few inequities in the system. I mean, people don't all get to have a shot under the same circumstances, which is too bad. And a guy like Lloyd Ruby, you know, might have been able to sit on the pole if he, you know, could have qualified that first day, drew a number that didn't let him try the first day. So there are some problems, but by and large, very exciting system.
I see. And I understand you're a writer and an artist. How did you ever get interested in auto racing?
Well, really, those other things, secondarily, racing is my avocation. I love it, you know. And everything else is kind of a byproduct of racing. I just think there are a lot of things about art, for example, awareness of life around you and things that have a lot to do with racing. Racing makes you a very alive person, as long as you're alive and not, of course, dead. But, you know, the nearness of the danger makes you, I think, in many ways appreciate the life things more. So I don't think of them as being particularly separate, quite honestly.
I see. And have you set any goals for yourself in life or in racing?
Oh, enormous goals, yes. There are always bunches of them. My goal right this instant is to get my car out on the racetrack here as quick as I can. No, I want to try to fulfill my potential, whatever, you know, that is, as much as possible. In other words,